Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm to hear more.
Shit, I'm at your cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You're scary. We got some very amazing guests in here, ladies and gentlemen, today. To my immediate left is my brother in comedy, man. He is a former accountant turned actor, comedian, writer, producer, director. He moonlights as a saxophone and trumpet player when he's in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? And if you get him in the right studio, he plays a mean triangle. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my dog, Mr. Chase Manhattan.
I hate that I have known people for so long. I hate it. It's Chase Anthony, guys. All right? But I know these
Why you don't want to be Chase Manhattan no more?
Come on, Chase Manhattan.
So,
when was
there's
that?
There's a whole story behind Chase Manhattan. And I thought that it was... I actually just saw the dude in a movie who...
Sounds like a detective.
Told me off. I know. They was like, yo, that is a dope name. Some people thought it was a dope name. The other people thought it was the worst. But for me, the reason why I went to Anthony, first of all, symbolism... You can see most comedians can't read, so they be like this. Well, Chase, you like this? Never mind, man. You ain't never been to New York. You ain't never looked at nothing. You like, all right, man. But my mom, right? She was like, hey, I meant to name you. I was like, what you mean you meant to name me? So my high school, college transcripts, all that stuff say Chase Manhattan. But my real middle name is Anthony. But for the longest time, right, I'm learning how to spell Chase Manhattan when the motherfucker sitting next to me, his name is Anthony. And I'm like, oh, that could have been simpler. I'm like, why the hell would you convince your kid? She was like, well, your granddad wanted all y'all to have the same initials. Well, then let me know.
So where did Manhattan come from?
That's what she wanted my name to be.
So I don't get it. You thought you had the wrong last name for
Bro,
a minute?
I had 2 birth certificates, 2 social security cards.
Oh, shit.
One is Chase Manhattan, and then when I became a ward of the state, too much information.
Nigga, that whatever one you not using, I would run the credit up on that bitch.
Come
so
on now,
hard,
there was
nigga.
Too much clarity that had Chase, to come because now the government involved. They like this. Wait a minute. So there's 2 of you now. There's not 2 of you. I see where you're going with this. I wish I never came in here. I wish I never came in here.
Chase Manhattan is cool though. It's like a spy.
Oh my god.
It sounds like he orders the best drinks too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Drinks a Manhattan, but he always knows the best drinks at the best water holes.
Chase Manhattan.
And you gotta say the last name first is always Manhattan.
Chase Manhattan. It's kind
of
dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the far right, very, very amazing brother. One of the best energies you would just ever meet. Ever. Like, he's just that guy, man, and consistent as fuck, and one of the funniest people you also will see on stage. Used to wear 2 watches because he said he had no time for these hoes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scarf King himself, the producer, the rapper, the actor, the comedian, the writer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the motherfucking show during Kingsley Week, Mr. B.T. Kingsley!
Yeah,
we
out here, damn it. Yeah, I'm out now, goddammit.
Hey, it's Kingsley Week.
It is, man. It's my birthday and whatnot. Leo gang, gang, gang.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate it, man. And I am very, very excited, man. I'm here.
When is the actual birthday?
My actual birthday is July 29th. But there was like...
I missed that. Did I?
You did. You said happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday. Okay.
I'm not celebrating till the 8th.
Okay, there it is.
You're doing great.
We got tomorrow.
I ain't blew out no candles.
Tomorrow ain't nobody going down.
People sing happy birthday. Don't you do that.
How you suspended to the 8th, though?
It was a lot of stuff going on around the end of July, and I didn't know if I was going to be in the country.
What about the beginning of August?
It kept lingering. It kept moving. So I just safely moved it to the 8th.
A little bit past rent.
Like, yeah, it worked out perfectly, though. It was all kinds of shit going on.
Let me tell you something. BT got an event tomorrow, which will be 3 days or 2 days, like 3 days late by the time everyone that sees this one outside of the Patreon. This motherfucker is doing 16 scarf changes during this event. You don't even understand how big this event is.
Gotta do it, baby.
He's bringing 16 mannequin heads that drape over each scarf. It's gonna be an event.
And I won't fold them, so you gotta hold them, they gotta hang high. You gotta build in the shelf for the scarf to hang down from.
One of the scarves has a train. tell us about this Kingsley Week, man.
It's a bunch of shit going on, man. Most importantly, because it's going to be a lot for y'all to keep up with. Go to the website, btkingsley.com, and listen to the album.
Can they download the album?
They could download. The album is available everywhere. If you want to support, go to Bandcamp. Look up Mr. Kingsley.
Bandcamp.
You know about Bandcamp?
Yeah,
So go to Bandcamp. Spend the $20. You get the deluxe album with all the acapellas.
Straight to consumer.
Mm-hmm. Or you could go and Apple Music, Tidal, what's the name?
Spotify.
For the Patreon people that are in here, it's actually out right this second. Don't tell nobody because I'm not announcing it to the 8th. But for the people that are watching right now, it's out
whispered
for you, baby.
Into a microphone. It's hilarious.
Yeah. and a loud whisper.
And covered.
I was like,
wow. He whispered like he on a motorcycle.
Yeah, but Mr. Kingsley on everything. But yeah, we doing, it's way too much stuff to name, man. At this point, because the episode drops, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys are watching this, I'll probably be in a Twitch stream for 12 hours.
Okay.
And then there's if you're in LA, we got a music show on the Saturday. And then Sunday will be After Party, Black and White Party Part 2. And Chaka Sundays, obviously.
Are all comedians musically talented?
I think so. I think so.
You play the saxophone.
Tahir got music on streaming too. Don't let him act like he don't. We know Cloud got music.
Oh, Cloud got all the music.
Come on, man.
Drifting into space. Drift.
We got Patrick to commit to starting an Instagram page when he's posing in just the Cloudy shorts. Shit. We talked about this, right?
Didn't it's
we
called talk about soft clouds.
Y'all gotta come on these boat trips. Well, BT hasn't been on the boat trip. Chase, you've been on the boat trip.
Yes, I have.
Thy boat trips are legend. This is so good ass times.
He crashed once.
All right. Well, first of all,
he beached. He beached us.
People just lie. People chase. Fix your face. That's not what happened, bro.
I wanted to go back in time. Like, this nigga's crashing.
I didn't crash it. Niggas just be lying, bro.
So you didn't crash?
I did not crash.
What would you call it?
We got stuck. The tide was
on
low.
On the floor.
Uh-huh. The tide was low.
That's beached.
And I went through. So there's one bridge that you pass under. I went under the bridge, and I went to the right instead of going straight down the middle. And on the right, because of the weight of the boat, because we had so many people in there, it just got stuck a little bit.
That's crashing.
And What do you call it?
What happened? See, that's getting
crashing
stuck.
Parking unknowingly.
When they brought the other boat out to, like, you know, get people, once people started getting out of the boat lifted up. I was able to back up and go on by my way. So it wasn't like beaching, because beaching, you had to get a tow.
Well, he didn't say you got beached. He said you crashed.
Yeah, he said beached at first.
Let me ask you this. When it happened, did anybody go like this? Oh!
It wasn't like that. It was just like we were going, and then we weren't going.
Do everybody else think that it was a crash, though?
People were drunk. It doesn't matter what they think. I was the only sober one.
Ask if we were rescued.
I said another ship.
I said y'all had to abandon ship in order.
We weren't taking no water, guys, okay? No life preservers were used. Nothing like that.
Leonardo DiCaprio died.
A couple people jumped out.
We're going to take some suggestions for topics for the rap theme today and the type of music y'all want to hear so we can get this...
Pirate
music, since we're talking about docking another boat.
There once was a ship that Tahir had.
He was like, beaching, I did not beach it.
He crashed it on some land.
Drop a loot.
What's the pirate song? Living by Jeff Light said, in the video I said, I've never seen Pat laugh this hard. Pat was laughing uncontrollably when we got stuck. I've never seen Pat laugh.
We were just watching all these boats just pass us, like... How did you do this?
We weren't even stuck for that long. I called the people. They pulled right up. It was like AAA on boats.
It's like 30 minutes.
What did they say when they got there?
It was like, oh, Amazon on the side. Amazon on the side. Don't worry about it.
They didn't say that shit. We know for sure.
I hate that there's other boats just passing where y'all just
sitting
there. That
was the worst part. Sometimes there are canoes, so they were like closer than you would think. Yeah. And they're just like, damn. You know.
We had music. We were fine. I brought the big speaker out. We were still dancing.
Yeah, but the problem with the song you was playing was, she keeps on passing me by.
Because like the chances of that, first of all, we just all looked morbidly overweight. We were like sitting at the bottom of the river just watching everybody else going by like, hey,
at the bottom of the river.
Are you not buoyant?
We had 8 people in there, I think, at the time. Maybe 8 people in the boat. So that's a good load.
How far y'all be going out with these boats?
We on the water for 2 to 3 hours.
This was still in the harbor.
Yeah, it was still within the marina, though. It was nice, though.
Was this on the way back or the way out?
Did y'all the way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. At least they enjoyed themselves
before they were scarred. Yeah, we had a good time over to that point right there. Real good time.
So it was stranded.
It was a stuckening.
A stuckening?
I'm sure that's what they wrote in their report. We had to save this nigga from a stuckening.
Goddamn old car wrapped around a tree. It's a stuckening.
Let me think of a pirate beat.
Stuckening in the chat one time, please.
Stuckening.
I'm trying to give ladies a stuckening.
I'm trying to think of a beat that I can make into something rappable.
That sounded piratey.
It did. I don't know how. Oh, yeah, let me see.
A pirate's life for me.
Yeah. Hey, it's Captain Pat. Hey, we about to drop some bars. About to make your bitch walk the plank. Yo ho, yo ho. To hear crash that boat. He's lying for show. We were stranded on the boat. We had to get on another boat.
A boat.
And your bitch can't float. We had some mimosas. Hey, yes, sir.
Sir.
BT's to my right.
To the right.
Look like a hidden character. You can unlike him if you watch 3 more episodes. A
few more episodes.
Mama! Back in. Eye patch on my dick.
On the dick, one eye willy.
Bitch.
Fucking the bitch.
Come on, Chase. He got a peg leg.
Hey, peg leg.
Smoking on a peg leg. On the through with the bed head.
Hey.
Got a parrot on my shoulder.
Parrot on my shoulder.
Nuts hanging like a boulder.
Boulder.
Pass it to BT. He took his glasses off so he can't see.
I'm blind one eye.
Okay.
A pirate don't cry.
He don't cry.
If the tear come down.
Okay.
Fuck around and drown. To hear crash that boat. It was damn near a moat. Oh shit, a dragon. We not having them lies. As I pass it to Chase.
Chase.
He in the place. With a saxophone. Gone, gone, gone.
Gone.
Crashing them boats.
Crashing the boat.
Hopping the moats.
Hey.
Hopping the moats. With the captain here.
Hey,
and now you know
here.
That he can't see clear. So he all up on the beach and shit. And now he don't want to keep the shit. Cause he said that we ain't really crashed for show. I know we really stuck here next to the show. But it's okay. I can't see, but I'm really trying to be with Pat D.O.G. Or should I say, it's Pat Dog Doggy. Got this love, I told you. Yeah, he couldn't see his foggy. Leaping in this froggy. Got this love, I told you. Yeah, we were about to party. Or they thought they was up on the boat until he crashed that shit jumping over the moat.
And you heard what he said. It's going down. Give mermaids my third leg.
Oh,
arr.
The captain's here.
Hey.
Now we back at the docks. Couldn't move your boat, so you got socked. Catch me in the river boat.
River boat.
Your chair get hit by a hoe.
He said it's low key relaxing.
Relaxing.
And this is the faxing.
Hey,
call me faxes on the boat. This shit hot tech.
I love that his eye is still damn closed. I don't know the boat. It's okay.
I'm Captain Hook. Hey. That's what she called me when she wrote that book. She said, "Arr, yeah, my
Johnny
hook to the left.
Johnny Depp didn't do it. Johnny Depp didn't do it.
Johnny Depp didn't do it.
The bitch was lying.
Amber, her shit on his bed.
Arr.
That happened, though.
Meanwhile, I'm like, how long are these things gonna go?
I saw Tahir sweating. I was like, just keep going.
I wasn't gonna jump in. And so I saw this nigga sweating. I was like,
shit.
Together.
I kept saying he breathing out that side. Ah, too. I was
man,
like,
I had to put a straw in that bitch to get some air.
Golly, I am pooped. You know you're sweating hard like my underarm. There's so much sweat right here in the crease of my underarm fold. Elbow fold. Jesus.
If I knew you was going to stop, though, I had a bar that was going to end it. I had to end it.
I was waiting.
It was going to say, look at me. I'm the captain now. But we didn't get there.
That would have been good.
It was like the captain bar, now. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been good. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Oh, shit. All right.
Brought him a towel.
She put a cape on him.
You had that shit, though. I was going to jump in and save you, but...
I saw you looking for the pocket, you know what I mean?
I was like, but I don't want
to,
you know.
Yeah, I usually just hold it. I had to hold one ear so I don't get thrown out by some wacky shit that Pat say.
This nigga's glad.
Pat raps like a coloring book. This nigga raps like the back of a back of a bag of rap snacks. He'd be like, nigga, what did you just say?
Pat, he started turning and looking at you. His glasses started fogging up and shit.
Oh, my God.
He was like, keep going. I was like, this is a perfect time to jump in. And BT was like, and then boopity bop, and then I'm a pirate. And then this nigga started closing his eye. I was like, no. Like,
BT hopped out the subway. So like, it's some old school hip hop shit. And here I am. BT, nigga.
These are like, the
do
breaks.
The best I can.
What if my eyes don't work? Wait, what, nigga? Put a patch on.
BT just really wanted to say the mermaid wanted his.
I didn't want to get that in there. I was like, oh, we ain't fucking no mermaids. It's all rats.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Nah, we can jump into whatever, man. I know
we got
to talk about what we
got to
talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that was a perfect segue into. I guess we should talk about the boat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
should we talk about the boat?
I mean,
oh, man.
This is our year's, this is like our generation's Boston Tea Party.
Oh, my God. A revolution we never knew happened in boat shoes.
Crazy. We was like this.
Oh, my goodness.
The dude that swam probably was the craziest thing that I've ever seen.
That was
seen.
Insane.
Because I'm like this, bro.
He swim too.
Yeah.
I can swim, but not swim and then get active.
You got to pick one or the other.
Like, I'm only a good lifeguard if I'm running on the top of the shore and then I jump in. Mm. But if I, like, swam
to
and
you?
Then got out and then you wanted me to save you, then you died.
That's crazy.
I'm already out of breath. Like, I can't.
That, I mean, that also was great PR for us not knowing how to swim, that whole stereotype.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
we swim
like,
when we need to.
Yeah, that was good form and everything.
Because he's hitting it. Let me tell you something. I swam varsity in high school. This?
What?
You swam varsity?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I swam.
So you were shaving your legs and all that stuff to make you fast?
What does that mean? You swam varsity?
I was on a varsity swim team when I was in high school.
Who was?
I was.
Boys,
I'm a fishy fish. Everybody knows I'm a fishy fish.
We've never seen that.
Varsity of the school you were attending?
Yeah, I'm a Aldine High.
You can only, it's not hard to be varsity if it's only you and two other people.
That charter school.
It was six.
They had it. Now y'all go play. He's like this, but I'm a swimmer.
Yeah, it was three people.
I didn't have to make the team, but you know.
What was y'all mascot?
That was varsity.
A horse.
A horse? An animal that doesn't really swim like that?
Aldine Mustangs.
You was a black horse in the water.
Let me tell you something. When we were on the boat last week, though, it was a group of kids, and I guess they're taking sailing lessons. They said some summer camp, and they had these small little sailboats, and they're just like really
personal.
Like hitting it, like leaning with the boat and all of that, pulling the sails. In it. Bro, I had never seen. I always thought like your family taught you something.
Yeah,
I mean,
you had
it
to
makes
learn
sense,
on a big boat,
but like yeah, these are like small
personal
sailboats.
Pan sailboats.
Yeah, it was like the size of a bathtub, and they had real sails. And these kids, like, I'm talking about like 8, 9, 10. You're old.
Eight, nine, ten.
Yeah, but that's when I started noticing what sports I could play. Like hockey, stuff like that. That shit get expensive. Like, we playing the sport that your mom got to say one time or possibly got a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Boating, I got to buy you a boat. And then I gotta be able to get the boat to wherever the boat
and
need
then
to be.
Pay for the boat to stay there.
Swimming's cheap. All you got to do is buy them little draws. But when you...
You didn't swim varsity.
When he did the breath up, I said, "Oh, he's dead serious." Because that's how you do it. You're in phase. and you take your breath out of water.
Yes, that's how you swim.
You're in phase.
He's like, I know what I'm talking about.
You got, you got to breathe outside of the water. You can't breathe in the water.
Yeah, yeah, that would be detrimental. That would be...
He's like, hey, that's exactly how you do it.
You're to your detriment if you breathe in the water.
He was cutting the water. I said, this dude's serious.
Mm-hmm. He was like, that's what we talked about earlier. It's like he had the energy to swim and pull himself up and then fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
No, and then slam somebody. He picked somebody up and slammed them. I was like, wait a minute. Like,
shout out to the women.
They were getting busy.
Because it was women in, getting mm-hmm. active, too. When the white girls got active, it was dope.
That lady ran around the back. But, bink, bink, bink.
Did you see the one that ran to the back of the boat? She was like, I want no parts of this.
Yep.
She ran to the back of the
no,
boat.
That was
she
smart.
Was on the back of the boat like
the one
this.
Who didn't got thrown into the ocean.
She got thrown
and she in was punched
water.
In the face, then thrown into the ocean. Oh, yeah.
How many times are you supposed to hit somebody with a chair?
Man.
What's
that
the rules?
That's wrestling.
Know. Yeah, you got to check the wrestling rules 101
yeah,
with that one like that.
Bink! It was like, she down. Bink! I
yeah,
was like, okay.
And I bet so that chair, though, is
the police officer let the first one ride. He was like, come on, bro, she is down. Bro.
Right.
Bro.
Like, what are you doing?
That's what I said. I, like, they let him get away with hitting the guy, because he was hitting the guy like whack-a-mole. He hit him on this side.
Right.
There was a column that he went on this side, because the guy tried to go behind the column. He's like, nope, I'm over here too, motherfucker.
That was a durable ass chair. That chair stayed together for all the
events. Nah, for real, though.
That shit picked up. That shit had back things. It was like, it wasn't real wind-resistant or nothing.
He got so ahead of himself. He was just like, old lady on the floor too. You
that, is... yeah, that old lady. That old lady said, "Let me catch my breath, Black Dynamite."
She took that shit like fucking the Undertaker.
No, she was like, "I saw
it. I'm
like,
running down.
I'm running
cream cold."
I wonder what it, so what started it though. Like what the conversation was.
Like yeah, we get the play by play from the security guard. It's coming.
Yeah. Somebody got that one angle that was like this. Yeah, they don't even know. Watch this
yeah, because you can. He, I mean, because they were clearly in the wrong. You swung on the security guard, so that was right. Problem number one. Him throwing the hat out. I didn't know that this was a symbol for action.
It wasn't.
How quick people got that?
Because he
on the
threw
internet.
It up like, "Let's go."
I don't know. Like, this is true, but did y'all see this right here? Riverboat Brawler speaks out.
Well,
the star.
Turns out that 65-year-old man could really fucking throw one.
I would love to believe that was him. Or one of them.
I was in the cicada so he could put that in for y'all. Y'all gotta see that.
I've been thinking, like, what if there was, like, a group of people there that were just like, don't worry about him, he's drunk. Like,
yes.
Like he you know, he don't worry about him. And he was just like, I'm not moving no damn boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just went to hell from there. They were just like, well.
He swung on a, and that, if that dude's 65, when he threw that head, he was like, I've been waiting for this. He been waiting for that for a long time.
It's that scene in, what was it, Five Heartbeats? Like, every day I got to fight to prove my love. Like, I've been waiting for this shit. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I thought he was going to turn into Rocky, though.
That shit was aggressive.
That shit, he got beat up at.
The fact that he was like, dude, that 65-year-old man, turns out he can fight.
He got that grown man strength.
It's cool as hell that half the people in there was like the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really realize that until I saw it like
Wait, what happened?
Them blue shirts?
The blue shirts was all the riverboat staff.
Yeah.
So that was just
it was
like,
gang.
So hey,
our security guard.
Oh.
Right? The aunt of the swimmer made a statement. She said, dear friends of family and supporters, we hope this message finds you well and filled with joy as we come together to celebrate the remarkable act of bravery and compassion shown by Aaron, our cherished young hero. In the face of adversity, Aaron selflessly came to rescue the fellow colleague, showcasing courage beyond his years. We are immensely proud of his actions and the values he exemplifies, standing as an inspiration to us all. The overwhelming love and support pouring in from all corners of the state and surrounding areas have deeply touched Aaron. Your kindness and encouragement have shown him the power of unity and the warmth of caring of a caring community. The outpouring of it's just more thank yous. That's really all.
But they
it is.
They do said it though. There was one that got online like this. Hey, I hope that all the praise and all the stuff that y'all coming up with that y'all also putting money on their bill because
yeah.
they're gonna need to.
I saw that video too. I saw a chick that said that all of the people in the act are being charged or they're trying
all
to charge them.
All of the people.
All of the employees.
But what about the other people?
I'm sure they have something coming too, but we worried about the employees who were defending themselves.
All right.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. So I
Jermichael Phelps, y'all are so stupid.
Jermichael Phelps.
Jermichael? That's
Aquaman.
Is that even a name?
Aquaman?
Aquaman!
Wow.
Aquaman!
Terrence Howard saying it? That's Aquaman.
And who are you? I'm Aquaman.
Nigamore?
What's that supposed to be?
Namor. That was a reach.
Oh, God.
I tried.
Hell of a reach.
Let me try again. Nigamore?
Oh, man. People are excited about Kingsley Week.
Yeah. Oh, shucks. Come on, let's do a bunch of pirate rap.
Run it back. Oh, shit.
The videos in the
Scuba
Gooding
Jr. Scuba?
Oh, that's good.
Best one I've heard yet.
That's good.
That is the best one I've heard yet.
Good job, Chloe Franklin.
Scuba Gooding Jr.
I tweeted that earlier.
Best thing ever. Did you really?
Hell. Yep.
You just lying.
Still in the shine, man.
It was right. Yeah, it was with Nigga Moore.
You said you tweeted that.
That's in my notes.
That's funny as hell,
man.
All right, what y'all want to? Where do y'all want to go from here? I have a little table of contents. Y'all got to pick. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got bald at Popeyes. Huh. Okay.
Ooh.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We got death trap vagina.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay. And then let's go with shark fight.
Mm. Y'all know where I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go to vagina fly trap.
Yeah, I wanna go death trap vagina for sure.
I go with that. I'm gonna go personal other people.
We gotta city boys gotta keep their heads on the swivel, you feel me?
I'm good with either one.
I was gonna go bald Popeyes, but I was like,
I know that story, yeah. So and it's an unfortunate story too, but you know. We're gonna talk about it.
All right, so This was brought to us by Pleasure P. Remember, Pretty Ricky.
Yeah, I heard this one. This was on Louis Belt podcast.
Oh, it sure was. Yes. Sure was.
Girlfriend.
So shout out to Louis Belt. He had Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky on as a guest, and he gave him a crazy sex story.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know the what would y'all do?
Mm.
All right. So he was basically saying. He was having sex with a girl. He said she came to my crib. She was smelling really good. Everything was cool. We were actually hanging out at this spot before she came back to the crib. So she said, I'm going to go home and freshen up, and then I'm going to come to your crib, right? Things seemed to be going great with the unknown woman until the singer realized there was an additional condom present.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so I get my condom, I put it on, and I'm going. Oh, and I'm going. We're going having sex. He clarified. He said, okay, cool. The TV is on. Then it goes black for a second. And he says, you know, like when they're changing over to something else. So the light comes on, and I look down and saw the condom. So he's thinking that his came off. So he grabs his condom to put it back and felt that his was still on. And then he was just like, oh, this condom had been stuck inside of her.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the first thing I thought about was how long it had been stuck there. Yeah, it was disgusting. It was crazy. She was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. My ex, when I went home, he was there. He was trying to have sex with me, and I told him no. I didn't even care at that point. Nevertheless, Pleasure P did kick the woman out after the discovery. So many layers.
Now, wait a minute. All right.
So many layers.
I don't know about the ex part. I don't believe you, ma'am.
Well, he
seemed like he did it.
No, yeah, he's like, he had the sex.
And it's messed up that her ex couldn't even go raw. Like, where are y'all at in y'all relationship? Y'all are still fucking with condoms on.
I mean, if
he did go raw.
No, he's an ex that lived with him.
At some point in time, he was raw.
He left the condom. Oh, yeah. That's what you say.
Because I had to come off and he had to stuff it back in there.
Damn. There's nothing more disheartening than trying to put a condom that was like yanked off by the vagina.
God.
Trying to put it back on where it has those little air bubbles and then it's just like.
And then snatch it to the front of your dick. You're like, no, come back.
It's all
soggy. Whoa.
BT, what would you have done?
Well, he never said where they were at. So if they were at her house.
They were at his house.
She came to his house.
She went to her house to freshen up, then she came back to his house.
Well, number one, first of all, pick that up. I am not touching that. Pick that up, ma'am. and grab some pine salt and come clean the spot. So that's first priority.
When did she picked it up, I was like, don't worry about it. Come on, let's go.
You know how nasty that is?
No.
How did you not, if it was hanging out, that means you didn't really freshen up. You literally got smashed and didn't even, you couldn't even rinse the vagina out for nothing. Me?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You didn't go to the bathroom afterwards.
She could have. She could have did all of that, and the condom could have came off inside of her, and it was pushed up there.
That's
she didn't
what I'm
know
saying.
Yeah. And he didn't tell her. Now, her ex-boyfriend is a fuck nigga for not telling her the condom came off.
Right.
Because he knew it went on his dick when he went to go wash his dick off in the sink, because that's what he did.
Time out. If you hurt her dude, and she always going out, you like, nah, bitch, you better go out again. Cool, I'm going to get a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking
of course
about,
you're not.
No, you can't deposit the condom in. Like
you
that
like
could...
this. That's right. Take your little happy ass out there.
Yeah, he did it on
I'm
going to
show you.
He sound like he did it on purpose.
They going to meet me one way or another.
Mm-hmm. What if it gets stuck up there, and then they just have like a condom fused in?
It comes out eventually. Most times it comes out within a couple of days.
Oh, shit. What, they push it out?
I wonder how long it had been.
Or they can fish it down.
That was the thing that I really had the question on. Like, how long?
I feel like
is this your ex's condom?
Here's the question of the day.
This is Drake's.
Did Pleasure P pleasure the P?
If he ate.
If he ate it first?
No, it don't.
It does. I guarantee you've eaten the girl's box who had sex before you. And you didn't know nothing
about
it.
Sure, but you'd eat it with a used condom.
That's different. Yeah,
you're not down
that's
there
different.
Like, rubbery.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a whole glove hanging out. You're like, we got
it tastes like Goodyear.
Yeah. You ever blow into a doctor's glove? Trying to.
That
was the worst thing for me in college. Like, cause like I was one of them. I don't want to ruin the flow type person when I'm fucking, right.
Yeah.
So I already got the condom wrapper in my hand, right. So once we get it going, you start with the titties, and you know you start going down. And so I would rip the
plastic. Rip you out the plastic because you act right? Brand new.
Take the condom. I'm back up to sucking titties. So I'm putting the condom on with one hand while I'm sucking the titties or eating the coochie and playing with the titties. And I go up. And I always forget to wipe that hand on my thigh or something. And I fuck around and grab the titty. But I always forget if I grab the left or the right titty. And it's like, fuck, that's titty roulette. Whichever titty got this condom taste on it is finna ruin this for me. Because as soon as you go to that titty again, I'm gonna fuck. I got this fucking condom taste in my mouth.
Latex.
I'm finna kiss her. I'm finna get this on my mouth. I'm finna kiss her.
I gotta get it off.
That is nasty.
I thought you couldn't get it worse. And like my OCD is like this. Oh, that's unsanitary.
That's unsanitary. Everybody on this side could relate to that. If you can't relate to that, it means you was just throwing that dick in the bras.
Yeah, you going wrong.
He's going.
He said, what?
Listen, I'm going to be honest, man. It took me a while to be like this. Hold on. Everybody's eating pussy? Like, I didn't think we did that. I didn't think.
Black people?
No. Just like, you know how you be on that side where you like this. I wasn't a light-skinned nigga to that moment where it was like this. You know, that's some dark-skinned nigga shit.
You didn't think everybody ate pussy?
Wow.
How do you even get in position for that? Are you laying on your stomach? I couldn't like. Are your feet up in the air? Is it like, what are you?
You gotta pick. You gotta. You gotta go sniper. Sniper prone.
Exactly.
Sniper
prone. You gotta have that leg cocked out a little bit. But at first, so it took me a while, and then you get to college, and the girl's like this. Wait a minute.
College.
So you just ain't been exactly.
Damn.
You just ain't been eating girls out. I was like, no, I have not. And then I got with this older chick. And ate that pot, and it was totally different. Mm. And she was like this. Now you a grown up, and you. I went back. I went back to college, and I was like this,
lady. Knighted you. It's hilarious.
And it wasn't even that many, but I was in it with purpose.
Yes,
and then
yes,
she
yes.
told everybody. She was like, no, but like he must have been saying ABCs or something. He was just everywhere. And I was like, I don't even know what that means.
And then you started eating ass. And that's how you started.
I still have
it. You still ain't no ass?
I still ain't no ass.
Come on, man. I thought you were a man. She only half-knighted you.
During the pandemic, we was like,
that's like,
this is not.
Didn't touch both shoulders.
This is going to tell if you are really the stereotypical light-skinned nigga.
I got you.
You don't eat no ass, but have you got your ass eaten?
Yes.
This nigga, what?
You selfish. So it's not like you don't know it exists.
This nigga's it's, wild.
You're in the realm.
I feel judged. I thought this was a safe place. Right?
I'm just saying, how you not going to give it back, though, Chase?
You are selfish.
Like when I tell you, there's something that happens when you get down there and you're like,
Yeah, I can't do it. You know what? You ain't. That means you ain't fucked the right person.
No, I have. I've just been saving it now. Now it's like, all right, cool.
You saving?
I'm going to be in a long-term relationship.
Saving it.
And then it's just... I am big selfish.
Big selfish?
But no. It's actually not
getting
big selfish.
Getting your butt ate.
The way I wear ass out, nigga, it's not big selfish. I'm in that pussy with purpose.
No, like, don't do that.
No.
I hear you.
No. I, bro, they would it's not still come selfish. Back. But just not eating ass? Once that's off the list?
Yeah.
No, you like... unsanitary as niggas.
No, look, you don't have
There's
to.
There's condoms look, strapped look, in pussies, look. And y'all out here eating ass. We ain't even got past this
one. Most people don't put the condom on when they go to ass.
Yeah, like, ain't no condoms in ass. Yeah. Everybody knows.
When was your first discovery that, like, hey, I'm going to put my whole tongue.
I don't need to
put my tongue in the asshole. I go around the perimeter. I like to water, go out there. You know what I'm saying? Just trace it a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes I pop
dive
it
in there.
I
didn't expect
this out of you.
Huh?
I didn't expect this.
I had a nasty nigga.
I know a nasty nigga, but it just didn't. It's like I feel like Pat lets his hair down and then gets his ass.
I used to shake my shit and I had bitches call
this
me Sebastian.
Sebastian
was my sex name. I got down with that shit. I felt like a fucking king when I let my hair down. I was like, ugh.
No, that's one of the best times to have locks.
Now, I would say this. I've licked some ass, but I've never really had my ass licked. Farrah did it once. Tricky heifer. She was all on the balls. And she got the goose. I said, hey, stop. You're getting close to that border. I like walls, okay? She's like, boy, stop. Yeah, and went back to it. Mwah, mwah. And then she lifted the balls and the dick up at the same time. I was like, mwah. I blew a kiss. I said, bitch. No,
he bought a ring the next day.
You can't do that. That's not how
anatomy
works.
No, she lifted. If
she
you got
lifted your, you all the
no,
way
no, no,
up.
No, no, no,
why
no,
are
no.
you doing it? What the fuck is
no,
this?
She put her thumb under the balls, right? So she lifted the scrotum and the shaft at the same time. So she basically like just folded it back on my stomach.
But your butthole ain't there.
Nah, the way I was sitting.
It's right here.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You've never got hair so good. When you're laying on the bed and you arch your body a little bit.
That's when.
That's so when
the universal sign. You know how like.
It didn't mean that though. It didn't mean that though, bro.
You know am I over here getting shit on for not eating that?
I didn't want my booty.
And you got
the problem.
You
not getting shit on. That's the same thing as them lifting up so you can take the panties off. If you lift up.
It's not.
If you arch up, they're like,
no, it's not.
It's butt time. It's a butt time.
It's like a little
cheek spread. It was already established. I don't want that.
It's the butt time.
No.
Butt time.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was in perfect position because she was in between my legs giving me head. So my legs is shaking. I was like, that's what she did. Gotcha. No.
Why did she kiss it though?
Because she knows she couldn't lick. She ain't have time to lick it. If she would have tried to lick, I would have flipped over. I would have alligator death rolled her ass if she had tried to lick it. But the kiss was just enough to make me uncomfortable. That's what she liked doing.
The double pucker. Pucker on pucker.
She hit me. She, yeah.
Chris pucker.
Gave my balloon not a little peck, just a little.
A balloon.
That is
hilarious. You hear that? Little booty hole look like a balloon knot? You know, you're tired of a balloon. You look that little part right there.
The back end of the hot dog.
Yeah.
The back end of that.
Follow Secret Buttholes on Instagram. It's the perfect page for that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
You
said I follow that?
I do follow that page.
Wait, what page is this?
Secret Buttholes.
It's a bunch of just random stuff that kind of looks like a butthole.
Oh, donuts.
How do you decide which ass you go eat? That's my thing. How do you, like...
Look, number one...
You know. No, number one.
Yeah, you know her already.
From the first time you lay eyes on her.
Number one, her ass got to be like, fantastic. The build, the shape. Is fantastic. Number one. Number
she's
two,
she's got to smell nice.
For me,
amazing hygiene.
She got to smell nice. Mm-hmm. She got to smell like nothing. Fresh out the shower. And she got to be mine-ish.
Yeah.
She got to be mine-ish. Like, if she can't have random condoms, just...
Yeah, I've only eaten Farrah's and my girlfriend. That's the only booty holes I've eaten.
Yeah.
The booty holes.
Huh. Which
only has two
there was
booty
a young
holes
lady.
On the menu.
No, Farrah's booty hole I ate first. She was the first booty I ever ate. And then I ate my current girlfriend's booty hole now. So just those
just
two.
Just those two booty holes.
Yeah, just those two.
Well, no, that's fine. I've ate enough booty holes.
I'm less than 10.
In the threesome, it don't count anyway. You got because you got to do all kinds of shit in the threesome.
It does count.
It does count.
Anyway.
You so, ate two asses on the, at the same time?
No, yeah. Everybody having a good time.
That's how it happened for me, though. It wasn't a threesome, but it was threesome energy. Me and Farron were having crazy intense sex. You ever had some sex that's just like, that threesome shit is energy. Like damn near like, it just, it felt different.
Y'all both showed up to for
right,
some
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah. So it was like, I was sex drunk, and we had hit all the positions, toes been in my mouth, all that shit. And I'm like, what else can I do? Turnover. Mwah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Gave a raspberry on that booty.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So you beatbox. You do toes too?
I am a nasty nigga.
Listen, I don't like do toes anymore.
You
yeah.
don't do no water sports.
What you mean?
You ain't never had nobody pee on you?
No.
You a wild nigga, bro. You either?
Yeah, squirt is the closest I'll get.
Then you got somebody pee on you too? Oh, yeah, that's still. No, that's 43% pee.
I picture it like, okay, I gotta go. I gotta wait.
Yeah.
Pee, like pee stream. That's what
nah,
I feel
man.
Like. At least,
they can
at
test
least
squirt
squirting.
For weed too.
At least squirting is like a surprise at the end. Like you're doing a good job. Like, shh. Yeah. Oh, woo. It's like a dunk
welcome
tank.
To the water show, but nah,
hey,
I never
baby.
Fucking...
I made Farron a video today.
This nigga said today.
Because we
how did we go from peeing to fucking...
Because I'm going to tell you why. So one of the reasons we went open originally is because we were having sex problems in our marriage. It got mundane for me. I wasn't showing up for her. It got, it was ruining us. So we decided to go open so we could like ease the tension in the house amongst each other, right? Mm. And it's got a lot better. And lately, we just been on some old other shit. And so now she's doing this whole thing where she's in control. She'll text me something like when I'm on the road. And when I got to Philly on Friday, she was like, get settled and then send me a nut video. I'm like, cool.
Okay.
Boom, right. That shit being right. And last night
it's
I
like
went to a party. went to a dope ass fun ass party. Right. She left a little bit earlier, and she was like, "When you get home, I don't care what time it is. I don't care what position I'm in. Wake me up by eating me out." Got home, did that shit this morning. I was feeling it.
Nom, nom, nom.
So I was like, "I'm gonna send her a video." Right. So I made a video with one of my toys. You know what I'm saying? A nice little new little fleshlight joint.
Look at this
put the,
face.
Put the.
I never had the toys either.
Oh, nigga, this motherfucker's so good right here. It's so fucking good. It's a, it's like a silicone squishy type thing, and it has a plastic part in the middle where you hold your hand. You can twist that part like that. So with cleanup's really easy because you push that the squishy part out and clean out the inside. You flip it inside out, and then once I flipped it inside out, I was like, oh shit, it's a whole different groove set. On the other
this
side.
Shit's reversible?
So I was like, oh, nigga.
You
got anyway,
a reversible
video. So the video
it's
was
like a
me,
starter jacket.
Me with the thing, right? Looking down at it, right? Boom. And I got we got this creamy lube. So the creamy lube look like you fucking somebody creamy, right?
Yeah.
So I got the creamy lube on that boom, right? And then I put the phone, or I have an adjustable desk. I brought the desk to the bathroom. I put the phone on the edge of the desk underneath me. So she got the bottom view, bro. So it's going between the boom to the bow to the boom to the bow.
Oh, my God.
And then the money shot, bow, right on the camera.
No. Boom.
On this phone?
Yep.
Oh, God. Yep. Did they wrap it up?
No, but I wipe it off.
Never touch it.
I clean water. I know. Like.
I clean off my phones the same way I clean off the toys, baby. That's soap for all of that. Y'all act listen.
Do you wash your fruit with the same sense of urgency that you wash
your
sex
fruit?
Toys?
What, my fruit? What? Like from the sports we saw?
Yeah.
Nah, I eat that wax, baby. I eat that wax and the bugs,
that
all
wax.
That shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That builds up your immune system, baby.
No,
listen, you don't think you ate a couple spiders or roaches in your cereal? You absolutely have.
Hey, shout out to Adjustable Desk. That sounds very interesting.
Adjustable Desk?
Pussy attached.
Nah.
Nah,
I just
you
put it
the
on the
Adjustable Desk?
Yeah, put that back on there.
Yeah.
Gang,
with
gang.
The desk. I saw a toy today. It came up in my feed. I was like, I don't know if I'd put my dick in that. It was like automated. It would have the mouth silicone thing. I was like, that looks.
It
impressive.
Had like an actual mouth.
It had like two handles, and a motherfucker had the silicone thing inside, but it was like doing like this. I was like, nah. That sounds like a dangerous
too
game.
Too electronic? Yeah.
Yeah.
If it starts malfunctioning.
I see what you're trying to do, Terminator people. Not going to get me.
It shut down and like squeeze on your dick?
Yes. It'd be all over. No!
You got to roll it into the ER?
You don't know that? That's robo dick right there. That'd be hard to explain in the ER. What happened? Okay, so here's the thing.
Got my dick sucked off.
I got my dick sucked off.
Listen. That's why I got the privacy screen, because I don't be like, I forget to move the video sometimes to our hidden folder, and I just
Fire that bitch up.
That is the worst thing ever. Filming with this nigga sitting right next to him. And you be sitting over there and then, not that I'm a nosy person or inquisitive, but you see somebody phone light up, naturally your instinct
catches your attention.
First of all, there's pockets of Twitter I didn't even know exists. That this motherfucker was like, oh yeah, no, did this, and it was like little tabs, and you seen the bookmarks and shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Twitter is a Twitter. That's why it just went X.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense.
Man, I got on there. I was like, this. I don't even know what to do. Let me type in what to hear, and I was like, oh shit, too much. I just closed the whole phone.
Listen, I don't go on my ghost Twitter page. I can't fire that bitch up in public. Okay,
it's a good thing.
I need a consent form every time I fire that one up, baby.
Don't try to slide away from the subject. You're going to eat that girl's ass. And you know who she is already. Her. Yes. That one.
I got a golden tick.
The one, the one that shower at your house already is comfortable. You're leaving her.
I come close, and then I couldn't build up the courage. I'm like, nah. Your life,
bro. What do you mean close? Like you were right there? You spread them?
And you're just staring at it. You're like, not today.
Once you didn't pinder both back... Live it up, man.
Live it up.
Live it up, man.
And the one thing I didn't like is because I haven't done it, and then we went to a party, and a girl tried to be like this. No, you ate my ass. I'm like this. Nah, if I ate it, I would tell you that I ate it. And then she was sitting there trying to front mouth in front of her friends. I'm like, listen, people don't play about eating ass.
you
sound very convicted about the ass that you...
It feels like you traumatized. Like maybe you got like a booty crumb in your mouth or something.
A and little just booty like, crumb!
It's just like, no, ain't nobody. I have never
it's
eaten
a booty
ass
crumb.
Ever. I never will.
And you know what you
I just
like.
Got OCD. I got a clean lady. I got all that. It's not...
Let me tell you something. Any woman that would lick your ass... loves you or she's nasty. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And if that woman will lift your ass, trusting that you clean your ass well enough, then I trust that woman for the most part. Unless she's nasty. You know she's nasty.
Oh, right? Yeah, no. I don't.
If she lets you go wrong on the first date, hey, I'm not here to judge nobody, but I'm just saying people have made better life decisions.
I remember catching the chick coming out the shower. She was changing in like one of the long mirrors. Mm-hmm. And when she was chaining like Meg Thee Stallion, like knees up on her heels, but she was like in the air. And I looked, and I was like, yeah, we're going to be late. And I laid down on the ground, and I slid under her, nigga. I was like, we eating ass when you leave.
You went down there like a mechanic?
Like a mechanic, nigga. Full mechanic, nigga. I was like, we going to be late today, baby.
Man, listen.
Not make that goddamn event.
I don't care what time it starts. We gonna be late.
It's eating ass o'clock.
It's
eating ass.
It's eating ass.
BT's house.
Course
ass.
Oh my gosh. Look, T Hudson called it a Gooch smooch.
There you go.
Damn.
Gucci smoochie.
Gucci smoochie. Gucci smoochie goo.
It's butt 30.
It's butt 30.
That's a real bonus hole. I don't know how bonus hole went to vaginas.
Man, like, oh my God.
Women can do the dick, the balls.
I never was into that. I never was. It took this year for me to get into the anal, for real.
Anal?
Yeah, like getting in that booty hole. Like, I never really was into
that.
Yeah. You know what it was? It was because in college, Farrah was like the first person I really went unprotected with the whole time, right? Well, I mean, after we got together. So I was just using condoms, and I just was like, I just like wet coochie, like booty hole. Back then, I wasn't into buying lube or shit. So I was like, it ain't wet. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know then that booty holes make their own secretion. Like, I mean, they create their own little juices.
I hate that word.
And then, what's
secretion?
Oh, terrible. You nailed that word, though. You killed that shit.
Like, what if every time you said it, the sound came with it? Secretion.
Secretion.
That's like moist.
I didn't know right? that, but I mean, now I'm kind of into it. It's one of those things that it has to hit me when I want to do it. I don't never just be craving no booty hole, though.
That's weird. I feel like they have to ask. You know, they'll be like, I'm into this, do it. I'm like, all right, fine. It's weird for a dude to be like, please let me stick it in your butthole.
Ladies, if a dude is consistently only wanting to do that,
he's probably getting some real booty hole on the side.
And he probably, or he just want to like smut you out.
Smut you
or he just likes it really tight. Some guys like I've never been a person that fancied virgins, but some guys really like that tight shit. And I mean, hey man, more power to you. That just ain't really my jammy jam. You understand?
I always heard that shit. You a doo doo chaser?
And then
why'd you turn into a Jamaican woman?
Because that's who I heard it from. It was like this. But it was a Jamaican dude. It was one of my aunt's friends. She was like this. So you're doo doo chesa? Chase the doo doo. And I was like this. Now my name is Chase. I don't like the way you are. Exactly. You're a doo doo chaser.
You know what's crazy about this whole conversation? Chase Manhattan actually ate ass before. Chase Anthony never ate no ass.
He's never done anything.
Oh, it was before the. Separating it between. If you have two socials, you can do that.
Yeah. You got a clean slate.
You got a clean slate.
He got a clean slate.
Nah,
he
fuck all that, man.
Eat the butt.
You know who she is.
That is funny.
He gonna do it.
No, that's when you felt caught when you was like this. No, you know she is. I was like, oh shit. Here's a little short list.
Yeah.
Like,
you know exactly what she
is. Happened, I let it happen. But now I might as well save it.
Yeah, eat some butt this weekend, man.
Yeah, man. Cause you wanna be good at it.
Eat some butt this weekend.
Be good at it. Practice before you jump off that cliff, baby.
Do Rocky training.
Yeah, nobody go right into a tight bout without
drink some eggs.
All I saw was running up them stairs and at the top.
Eating ass.
Eating ass.
Eating ass.
Eating ass.
Eating ass. Having a free really.
The knee, eating ass frequently. The additional vocals.
Eating ass now. We eating ass now.
She got to eat ass in slow motion to that shit.
Eating ass now. Has there ever been another character that was fictional?
Hey, go have a eat that was... one time.
It's like, why are there people running behind me?
Eating ass now.
But it's just ass. It's just ass.
That's what I'm doing.
With legs.
We believe in you. Dogs and cats running behind.
Booty hole first. There's cats running backwards. Booty hole first.
What the tail on? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Oh my God.
Chase has been on More to the Story. They talk about have him on there and do the spicy ones. He's been on there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's about the same. He'd like to keep it. I don't know.
Nah, listen. The thing I learned during the pandemic, there's levels to this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I think I mislabeled myself. Like, oh yeah, I'm a freak. I'm nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, freak and nasty are two totally different things. I'm nasty. I am not a freak. Freak is some real shit. Toys, all that shit. I am nasty. We're gonna spit on each other. That's gonna do some real.
On each other or in each other's mouths.
We're gonna go as far as we need to go. Yes.
Right.
But I think that there's
big loogies.
The reason why I've never felt the need to also eat ass is because I'm there for them. I'm not there for me. I'm gonna get my nut regardless. And most of y'all niggas don't approach the mission like that. Most of y'all niggas like, I'm about to get this nut.
Nah.
I'm here and I'm gonna make you beg me to come.
And that's why you put eating ass on the menu.
Oh, so no.
If you hit
a part of the pleasure.
Women love that. Most women like that. Most women like the stimulation of the ass. They might not like the penetration as much.
I'll spit in it.
Nah, that tongue. You want them bumps from that tongue, boy.
You ever have a chick, you like, this chick ass I ate. She brought it up because she was saying something and I was like, she would like try to deflect from nasty shit because she don't want to think about that. She don't want to be in that world. So I brought it up and I was like, yeah, you know, it's crazy, but you can't talk to me like that. I ate your ass before. And then she
it's
like
a tried, badge for them.
And, yeah, I was like, come on now. And then she said something. She was like, by the way, you haven't done that in a while. I said, oh, this bitch missed it.
So it was good.
I said, oh, she tried to circle back.
Hey, man, that's great communication. That's great communication. If you're suffering from communication, then I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. All right. BetterHelp is amazing at helping you learn how to communicate better with your partner, better with friends, better with coworkers, whoever it may be, whoever that you may have a little trouble communicating with. Or it might not be communication. It might be discovery, finding out different things about yourself, why you react in certain situations the way you do, whatever the cause may be. Check out BetterHelp. Okay. A time when I, because they always want you to do certain things on these reads, a time when I really, really appreciated BetterHelp was, it was shortly after I had stopped working at All Def and I didn't know what was going to happen. And
I immediately reverted back to survivor mode. And when I'm in survivor mode, I am not a pleasant person to be around. All I want to do is work. I don't really want to talk. I'm always on the brink of being angry because I feel like life wasn't fair, but forget it. Who cares? I got to just work through this. I ain't going to talk about it. And I didn't create a lot of space for people to help me. So working with BetterHelp allowed me to talk about those feelings, allowed me to uncover why I act like that, and allowed me to uncover why I was afraid to create space for people to actually be able to help me. And it took a lot of trusting myself. Sometimes we think about things in our head all day long. We figure out that we've done all that we can do because we thought about it and all the actual ways that I could fix this. But sometimes it just takes saying things aloud for you to really understand it, process it, and be able to move on from it. So I created BetterHelp for a lot of my accomplishments in communication, being more transparent with my friends, family, and coworkers as well. So I love BetterHelp because it's entirely done online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if you're thinking about getting into therapy, all right, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. All right. If you've benefited from therapy, feel free to share your experience. People go. I am a big review person now. Before I go to restaurants, I go through the reviews if it's my first time. Before I rent houses on Airbnb, I go through reviews. So please, please, please share your experience. Tell people what you liked about it. Tell people what helped you. Tell people how you've grown from it, because people do read those reviews. So go to BetterHelp.com/DIYS, sign up, and get 10% off your first month.
Yeah. You got to put those reviews.
Yeah, reviews
are very necessary.
Yeah, BT Kingsley has a new album out. You know what I'm saying? Go stream that. Post some reviews on this page. Please, he has a post about it. It's coming out on the 8th. It's Kingsley Week all week long. Hey.
You know what? Watch this.
What you got?
This is how I feel.
What you got?
This is how I feel.
Oh, I bet you won't kick nothing.
If you go to Bandcamp and you buy the album and you don't like nothing on the album, I'll give you your money back, bro.
Ooh.
I'm very... Nice. I'll give you one better. If you don't like 3 songs on the album, okay, I'll give you your album. I'll give you your money back.
Ooh.
That's how I feel.
That's dope.
I feel like you should kick something, though, low-key. A little acapella or something while we got the people here.
Man.
You give them a little something.
Don't do no beats.
Yeah.
Sheesh, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let me see.
Scarfs.
Did you do
Mary J. Blige? I hate all these beats. I hate every beat that we've done so far. The dates ain't on the board, but the tour's already popping. The shows is going crazy. Your girl's panties is dropping. Who, me? I'm never stopping. She locked in the jacket. Top 10 where she placed me when she speak to her friends. Ooh, she hella smitten. Feeling on what she's missing. Want me to get to licking, but I'm only here for sticking. Please, girl, don't get to tripping, because my time is super ticking. Tell your best friend come in. I ain't kissing no random kittens. Now listen, I might just switch the flow up to show how I show out at a show before they go nuts. Them deep cuts and scars, getting Sue level bars. Samurai suicide just to show that I'm sharp as a tack on the stage. I attack on the stage like I'm in the maze. Throw me back in my cage. Crossover, new age. Kyrie with the sage. Until I get paid, his punchlines on the page. Kingsley.
Oh!
Hey, Kingsley!
Was that a freestyle?
Kingsley!
Hey,
Samurai!
It's a show that I'm sharp!
And I just want to clarify, in his raps, he said he wasn't kissing on random kittens and all that shit. And I was like, they was making fun of me, but you rapping about my life.
He capping. You know rappers be capping. He said, I'm not here for
that. I would never.
She want me here for the licking, but I'm just here for the sticking. He's lying.
I ain't got no black shirt.
He's,
I ain't dark skinned.
But he eating the butt and the kitty cat.
He's there for both.
Yeah. It's a double hitter tonight.
That is hilarious.
Chase, you gonna come back on the show when you eat some butt?
I will. Hilarious.
He's gonna be back tomorrow.
Right. Let's stop the camera, start it back up.
Let's go melt the mic a little bit.
Let's stop the camera.
He's like, no, I didn't eat butt last week.
I think he texted during the break.
I'm gonna eat that butt.
Make sure you get nice and showered.
Get ready. That ass is mine.
You have a bib on? I'm eating big butt tonight.
That is hilarious.
Big butt.
Big butt.
What's on the menu? Big butt.
Booty buffet.
That just sounds like one of you niggas ate ass and went home. Like, I just came over here to put my tongue on your butt and went
home. It's not that nice.
No, it's not.
It's definitely a contingent activity. I have to be doing something else. I'm not just getting no butt ate me leaving.
I didn't know that men just ate pussy and went home.
I didn't know that either.
I've done that before. I've been spitting before. I was like, I just want to taste that. I want you to drag that pussy on across my face.
I planned on it before.
Mm-hmm. Snail me.
Snail me.
I don't even know what that means.
Right, just drag
it across your face.
Just leave that snail trail right across my mustache. Snail me. Your boy.
Snail trail is wild. I just picture like SpongeBob, the little slime.
I remember when the idea hit me. I was like, we was kicking it. We was in the room. She had said we wasn't fully. I said, hey, don't bother me. But everything else was happening. It was titty sucking. It was like, all right, cool. And she had done them. I was like, I think she did the lift up. Mm-hmm. She lifted it. I was like, I think I'm going to do it. I think for the pussy.
And when I pulled
her panties down, it was a little diamond there. I said, well, I'm definitely doing it now.
A diamond? Oh, she had the plug?
She had like a piercing. So like a little bit of sunlight through the hotel room, and it hit the goddamn diamond. I said, well.
Her butthole was pierced?
No. The clip. This is her pussy. Oh, her clip was pierced. I was like, oh.
The Lord wanted me to tell you something.
That was talking about eating duck.
And then she's talking my dick, so it all worked out. But I didn't know.
I've had somebody with the piercing, the bar, and sucked on that too hard, going crazy. Like, you're sucking on it, kind of clenching it with your teeth, but then your tongue's going crazy, right? And I did a little too much and clipped the bottom of my tooth.
Those piercings aren't the business.
That motherfucker. Click. I was like, I felt that little calcium break off.
Like, that little calcium.
I wonder if it went into the vagina.
It like, went right back to him. There's
going to be another dude down there eating it. And he's going to eat them.
That's what I got to get to insurance for.
That's worse than finding a condom. A tooth fall out. Like, God damn.
What happened to this guy?
You more dedicated than I am. I was about to say, the most I've ever done is ate pussy with all my clothes on. Like you said, it was like I was taking a school picture. My feet were swinging.
That's like a sniper. Listen, best, I love eating coochie on the steps. Because I got to lay all the way down. I feel like a sniper in the fucking bushes when I'm eating that shit like
on
that.
The steps?
On the steps? Oh, man.
That doesn't sound comfortable at all.
Oh, trust me, man. You got to spice it. You got to spice it up a little bit, man. I like to sneak up on it. Like, boom. Feel like I'm in a jungle for real.
On steps? That sounds...
Go on the bush.
That top of the stairs shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then they be holding on to the stairs like this?
I don't know if I ever... I thought you meant laying on the stairs.
I don't know if I ever no pussy in those steps.
Be standing at the top stair. Oh, y'all got stairs in your house. Never mind.
Yeah, I ain't got no step in my house. Yeah.
Oh, that was a flex, a two-story flex?
Yeah. Y'all living it up?
Oh, y'all niggas don't even have stairs.
you ain't never ate no pussy while the refrigerator was doing crushed ice, liquid, cubed ice. Oh, man, y'all ain't living it up.
Niggas was really doing that ice shit back in the day. Ice and goddamn me.
Pop rock.
I never did the pocket pipe, but I did the cough drop before.
Or the Altoid.
Why a cough drop?
Oh,
the menthol.
Oh, just like the kind of like minty?
It's kind of like a
cooling minty.
A cooling heat.
It's almost like when
that menthol when your leg falls asleep. Box eating.
Yeah.
Shout out to the chick that gave me head with hot tea in her mouth.
That don't even sound enjoyable.
It was.
That don't sound safe.
It was great.
Hot tea.
She put the hot tea in her mouth. She let it sit there, then she would drink it, and then go right
to the
head.
You
gotta
stop just putting your dick in people's mouths. Ooh, it doesn't sound like she was prepared for this.
You are reckless with it.
So you probably weren't the first person she tried. She gotta get that temperature right.
You were teabagged.
She teabagged my dick? You are all right by me.
She put some nice...
I support everything you do, you hear me? You is all right by me.
Yeah, damn, hey, man, Earl breakfast tea on your dick.
Man.
She gave you that Earl.
Earl Grey.
That Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. I was like, I like this Earl Grey.
That Lipton.
Give me some of that Lipton, baby
that
girl.
That
throat coat.
That throat coat.
Oh, I ain't mad at it, man. It was a good time, man.
What else were we supposed to be talking about?
It's like
about
icy hot on you.
I think they talk about the menthol.
Oh, yeah.
It's like putting ice hot on. I stopped doing all that shit when I started like really investing in my sheets. So I'm like, I'm not going to be doing all
this.
You
want this broccoli cheddar?
What?
You got that Quiznos soup.
I was about to say, that's soup.
All that I never did the whole chocolate shit and the whipped cream shit.
Oh,
that shit just seemed
trash.
Like, it just seemed so
messy. It looked like food.
It looked like I don't want to mix these two worlds. He's like, get out of here.
Hey, you wasting that.
Hey, which way? Hey, hey, hey.
I need that
really
chocolate syrup.
You got a sprinkle?
For breakfast.
Is this me squirting? She be like, I thought that was for...
Nothing sexy.
If chocolate wasted, then I'm going to go crazy on you.
I need that for s'mores later. It's like, what? For,
gotta get ready for these calories I'm about to burn, bitch. Nah, this sugar's for me.
Later tonight,
you want me to lose
sex?
Another tooth, bitch? I already ate one on that goddamn, on that bar on your goddamn pussy. You got to be fucking around.
Don't use too much whipped cream.
They said you got boundaries.
It's crazy, right?
Tea time. Somebody said tea time. Y'all stupid as hell.
Tea time?
I ain't going to hold
What's
you.
What's the tea?
That broccoli and cheddar actually don't sound
Hell no.
You dipping your dick in fucking shit?
No. I'm dicking
suck
it
your
in
dick
the
like, you got this clam chowder real quick. This is the Boston Finest.
It was like, because our mouth was hot where the lips were because of the soup, and then the back
the
of her.
The soup or the
soup
or
tea?
The tea. Well, now it's broccoli and cheddar, obviously. And then the back of her face was like her body temperature, but then she was doing the, so it was like cool.
The heat?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like.
Did you have your scarf on?
Of course.
So this one.
She had a scarf on too, it sounds like.
Like you just warm in certain sections of your body.
An Italian
like,
smash.
That shit was crazy.
What the fuck?
She had to blow on your dick before blowing it?
That's too creative. That's why I just want to go back to regular ass sex, man.
That bullshit out here. Nope.
This motherfucker doing broccoli and cheddar.
Right?
Boo.
Sticking incense in there.
He fucking dead.
Lavender.
This is all kinds of
adjustable desks and shit.
No, I just fucked myself while the desk was holding up my camera. Anyway, we're about to get up out of here. Chase, Anthony, you got anything you want the people know, look out for? You want to hit them with your socials?
Man.
Hit the road anytime?
At Chase Comedy on every platform, website, social media handles. That's all that. Check out GhettoGeniusClub.com. Grab some gear, some merch.
You can't even say nothing about the TV shows. Shit. Ain't that crazy?
I can't say we got a lot of big things going on, but I won't talk about them. Shit. definitely go check out all my social media. I post every once in a while, but in my stories, though, it be popping in there. Shirts off and all kinds of shit. So tap in on there. I don't really post it on my thing because my mama following me. She don't know how to work the story. So, you get all the fitness and the pound town energy, all that, you know, on the story. But my
pound
other than that, jokes.
Energy.
Yeah, I be putting it on there, baby. I got to sell sex. You know what I'm saying?
I got to sell what I got to sell. Ain't in the gym for nothing.
With all my chains on.
What you got for BT?
Most importantly, man, go stream that out, man. Tell me what you think. The Book of Fly Nostalgic Understanding. It exists right now on all your streaming platforms. And, you know, follow me on the shit. If you're on that TikTok, fuck with me on the TikToks.
TikTok.
Fuck with me on the TikToks. And if you're in the city, the party is Sunday. The goddamn music show is
Saturday.
It's Saturday. It's going to be a good time.
That is.
Yes. Nice. I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, man,
I love you, brothers,
thank
man.
Thank you for coming on, man.
And if you got a podcast energy. Coming, I'm doing all them shits this week. Now's the time. I'm doing them all. This I do anytime, but y'all shit that I've been ignoring.
Hop on, man. Better get them.
Y'all
been time.
Ignoring.
Some I missed by accident. Some I just hadn't responded. I'm responding to everything.
Well, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
Want to thank our special guest. It's been another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey.
Talk to y'all later. Peace, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.